Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I would try it again.
Yay, sports.
We've been waiting a half hour for this.
Yep. Tammy Pescatelli in the studio later on. Join some Hog Wild Barbecue available all over Omaha, Wichita, Phoenix, wherever you are. Check it out. Hog Wild Barbecue.
It's yummy.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Yeah. And if it's not wherever you are, go to Wichita, Omaha, or Phoenix. Salina.
Salina, yeah.
Yeah, you got him, Salina.
Friend of our buddy Tony's, Ashley Rankin. Ashley, thank you for listening. Been listening for 20 years.
Yeah.
Just shout out. He's a big fan of the show. Thank you, Ashley, for listening. That's a dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Big monster. I'm
not going to make fun of that name. He's 6'6", you said, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. And Ashley can be a dude's name, especially if you're 6'6".
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Ashley.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it, brother.
Well, this day, and actually, I'll start with Alonzo Mourning turns 49 today, and the only reason I bring that up is, I mean, got a kidney in 2003, and sometimes people don't make it that far after they get kidneys.
Oh, yeah, they don't last that long. Sometimes they have to get another one.
Right. No word of that yet on him, but then this day in 1986, a 5'7", maybe 5'7", Spud Webb won the NBA slam dunk contest.
That is crazy.
It is still amazing.
I don't understand I don't know how they get up that high. Let alone win the contest.
Right.
I mean, they had to do it with flair.
You had to have, like, you know, variety.
I understand people have more hops than me, but hell, I was 5'9 at my tallest. There's no way in hell I got anywhere near the backboard.
He wouldn't
5'7".
The wingspan is a foot less than a 7'4".
Yeah. He might have been shorter than 5'7", too.
Yeah.
I never heard numbers on what his actual vertical leap was.
A lot. They wrote down a lot.
50 inches.
No, yeah. It's 42 or something.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. 40 some odd.
Pretty
it's impressive. In the 40s.
That's pretty. I mean, that's spectacularly average.
He must have really long legs.
42. You're right, Craig.
That long is, arms.
Yeah,
then.
42 inches vertical leap.
Right. Spectacularly average.
Yeah, but
he can't palm the ball.
That's what she said.
So he's got to do it with two hands.
Or just throw it up and
keeps it in front of his hand.
Catch it on the
centrifugal force or whatever.
Yeah, just push it, throw it down.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things he can't do because he can't palm the ball, but they didn't care. They gave him a bunch of tens and gave the human highlight film.
Neek.
Mostly tens with a couple nines.
Yeah.
I got a shot here.
I was offended.
You remember that?
I'm not picking on Spud Webb. You're 5'7". Yeah. You hate Spud Webb. I get that.
That's great.
No, I hate that. I want to preserve the integrity of the slam dunk contest.
I've always thought
from 1986.
Yeah. Spud Webb is awesome. If you ask me.
Oh, he's totally awesome. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I got 46.
That's not bad. I mean, that's close to awesome.
Thank you, Craig.
You're doing better, morons.
Same as Michael Jordan, 46-inch vertical leap.
Well, that's
with shorter legs too, though. Man.
Yeah, I know.
It's that makes sense because, like, you see that kid at Duke, that Zion. You know, he's probably got about a 40, 42-inch vertical leap, but he gets his forehead up above the rim.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he's way up in the air.
I've seen highlights where he hits his head on the rim.
He has to move his head out of the way. Yeah, that is insane, man.
So Spud Webb in the NBA that year was, you know what his salary was?
No. What year was that?
$5 a game.
86.
86.
What was it a year?
For him,
$250,000.
His salary was $70,000.
Wow. Are you kidding me? Why? Was he paying off another contract?
Was he short?
In 86, he made $70,000 a year? Even in 86? That seems
cheap. The NBA finals were... That was
late 70s. By 86, the Celtics and the Lakers were all over major TV.
That's true.
It was back by 86.
Neek was making almost $600,000.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough, obviously, for most of us to live on.
That's really cheap.
I mean, he was taking
But, yeah, Neek, who got beat,
He got beat.
Not really.
He
was taking home $585,000. Spud, 70.
That's why Spud was taking that pony money. He was wearing some ponies.
Plus, but Spud,
Neek wore Brooks.
But the thing about Spud, Spud wasn't the 12th guy. He played a lot. That's the thing.
Yeah, so he was still a good player.
I mean, even the 12th guy, probably making less than that.
Yeah, I'm looking. This is from the 85-86 season. The salary cap in the NBA was $4.2 million. The highest team payroll was the Lakers at $8.5 million. And the highest paid player was Magic, making $2.5 million.
Yeah. Different time.
No kidding, yeah.
Now, to be fair...
You're not being fair. You're picking on a 5'7" guy.
The judges who are telling us how great these...
This grinds your gears like,
does.
Like Todd and Dempsey, man.
Were they basketball people? Or
Roger Staubach.
Not a basketball person.
Martina Navratilova.
Not even close.
Dave Cowens, basketball guy.
Tall guy.
Celtic guy.
Tom Sanders. Don't know. And Cassie Russell. Don't know.
Basketball I knew Cassie Russell. He's a nice basketball player. Yeah. Old school.
Yeah. So, in 86, the average salary for an NBA player was $370,000. Today?
Why was he only making 70 then?
$5.7 million.
Yeah, highest of all the sports.
Yeah, he might have been fairly new to the league at the time.
He might have been.
Tom Sanders was better known as Snatch, and he was an NBA player.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
What a great nickname.
What a great nickname. They call me Snatch.
So I'm sorry. Satch.
Ah, damn it.
I misread that.
Not as good.
That is not as good.
No, it's not.
That's
but he's a Hall of Famer still.
It'd be better if his name, the other guy's name was Snatchel Page. It'd have been great, man.
Snatchel Page.
I love Snatchel Page, man. Right. Oh, yeah, you messed up. You were just seeing Snatch. Plus, that's what
played for the Celtics from 60 to 73.
Who sat? Oh, Sanders?
Oh, yeah.
I knew that name.
He won 11 titles. Yeah. He was like Bill Russell.
He was only there for 8 of them.
I watched Cowens play because I'm not young. And that's why I fell in love with the Celtics in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right. So. Louis Snatchmo Armstrong would have been better, too.
Snatchmo.
Well, sorry this still lingers for you, Craig.
It does.
I wish
it
there
does.
Was some resolution we could find, but, you know, there's nothing there. It's all,
there,
it's the, all
the
on your side.
The resolution has been had.
Yeah,
it's on me.
Yeah, it's
to
all
to come around to, to
not,
to not caring.
It's on
caring.
Me to come around to not caring. Right. Ain't going to happen.
You can get there.
I don't know, man.
It's been a while since we talked about this, so
maybe
I think 10 years. I don't know.
I remember a year ago.
I remember Craig bitching about Spud Webb in 94.
Well, All-Star, All-Star Weekend
by the way,
is coming.
I'm sure he did. We were sitting right here, different studio, but we were sitting all together in 94.
That son of a bitch, Spud Webb.
Yep.
Well, and you might not have noticed as you're, you know, looking into Spud Webb's career that the NBA trade deadline passed.
All right.
You can get a full recap on the NHL blog. I did see one story, though.
Was anything big? I forgot.
No, and the unibrow stayed with the Pelicans.
Yep.
But imagine being these two guys that played for the Blazers, Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin. We all know those guys.
Oh, big time.
Household names.
Yep, household names. In the span of 4 days leading up to the NBA trade deadline. So first, they were traded from the Trailblazers to Cleveland, then from Cleveland to Houston.
Did they play a game at all in Cleveland?
No. Okay. No. And I'm not even sure they suited up for a game with any of these. But then from Houston to Indianapolis, where they're going to be waived. So they're traded. These two guys from the same team were traded. They played on four teams in 4 days. Or they didn't play, but they were on four teams in 4 days before now they're just being
waived. So some front office people had to do a lot of paperwork.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they got to go get Cobra and stuff.
Yeah. It's about moving salaries around.
Yeah.
Now imagine this. This day in 1936 was the first NFL draft.
And yeah, they don't have a job. Do they go down to job services then? And
File unemployment, NBA unemployment.
For unemployment, or are those contracts guaranteed?
I think they are.
I'm sure how that works.
Yeah. If they had it,
NBA might be guaranteed.
And even end-of-the-bench guys are making $5-10 million.
Easily.
Sometimes. So the first NFL draft was held this day in 36, and the 1935 Heisman Trophy winner, though it wasn't called that yet, but it was the first from the downtown athletic club, Jay Berwanger.
Yep.
Remember that name?
Old Berwanger.
Was the first pick, and he chose not to play football. Now, part of was because he was – I didn't know this story till today, but he was trying to go be a decathlete.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just because he wanted to be a businessman, but he told George Halas no and ended up not making the Olympics but did become a millionaire businessman. And it's just crazy
to
think.
Well, the price wasn't there either. They weren't making any money.
No, he wanted $15,000 from Halas, and Halas wouldn't give him any more than $13,000.
Right.
Right, and this was the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, whatever you wanted to call it at that point. But just imagine, I mean, so now that'd be like, I don't know, some sport that's off the radar that has a draft.
Yep.
You know, 70 years from now, Fireball or something, you know, we'll be talking about the guy that said, I don't want to play Fireball.
I started to watch, I watched one of those Undeniables yesterday, but it was with Rod Woodson, who was a big fan of his. And he held out when he got drafted in 87 because the Steelers only wanted to give him $1 million. He said no.
I played
at Purdue. He held out for 90 days.
What did he say?
He said, "Oh, he said, here's $1 million." He said,
"No."
They eventually signed him 3 months later for $2 million, but he stuck it out. That's a good one, by the way. Until he starts talking about the Ravens.
And I was going to say, what did he ask from the Ravens?
I bailed by then because he said Ray Lewis was his bud. And I said, "Screw, he's a murderer."
Yeah, he is a murderer. Gronk is saying thank you, you know, after the parade and all that stuff. Gronk is saying thank you for taking a full beer can to the face. I don't know if he's saying thanks, but he seems like a guy that was pretty excited about it.
He took one in the face?
He took one in the face, in the face.
Somebody threw a beer to him and he missed it?
Yeah, he said there was one stretch of the parade where there were just beer cans flying at him. Guys are, you know, juking and they thought it was over. Right. You know, some guy caught one and then out of nowhere just squared him up.
We used to ride in parades and they are not safe.
Yeah, but
they're not.
Yeah, but Gronk, that happened to him, and he probably just went,
yeah,
cool.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks, man.
That all you got?
I was reading
Hit me again.
Gronk financial advice yesterday.
Oh, he doesn't spend his game checks.
Yeah,
though, right?
Yeah. But that's all we have are our game checks.
Right. Unfortunately, if I don't spend my game check, I don't pay bills.
Yeah, a lot of us are not in the position to.
So I don't like that. I don't like that advice.
Right.
Don't spend your game check.
Only our endorsement money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my game checks don't add up to 50 or 60 million over a decade.
Right.
Yeah, but he says he doesn't buy a lot of new clothes.
That's because he just likes to be naked with porn stars.
He's got T-shirts and jeans.
Well, yeah, people give him clothes, probably.
Yeah.
And we're very much the same if you've ever seen us.
That's right.
At least if you look at me, you can say, there's a guy who doesn't spend a lot of money on clothes.
It looks like you're wearing a Pro-Am gift right now, actually.
No. This is a rare. I actually bought this.
Got somewhere and it was too cold, needed it.
Yep.
I've done that. Yeah, in a golf shop. It's a little breezy out. I'm going to need a little cover up. I'll buy this. And socks. Most of my sock collection comes from, God damn it, I didn't bring a pair of socks. I go to the pro shop and give me a pair of socks.
You got
please.
Some nice socks then.
Yeah. Foot joys.
Man, the best. Now, this day in 2000, a Michelle Bachman birthday to an NFL legend, Kansas City Chiefs great Derek Thomas, 33 years old. The official cause of death was a blood clot, but really the cause of death was irresponsible, reckless driving on ice.
Right.
Was trying to get to the airport at 100 miles an hour plus, reportedly, in a suburban. Yes, and him and one passenger, no seatbelt, both ejected. The passenger was killed immediately. The other passenger had a seatbelt on, walked away. DT was paralyzed, eventually died from a blood clot.
Didn't they lie in state in the end zone, too?
Yeah, they did that whole thing with him. Yep. Yeah, the family sued GM. The family of Derek Thomas sued GM for $73 million in damages. A jury said no.
No, they said no.
Said, hell no.
You drove too fast in the ice, man.
Yeah.
And not wearing the seatbelt.
No seatbelt.
That's true.
And no seatbelt.
It was completely unsafe.
Wear your seatbelt,
again,
man.
The one person that was wearing a seatbelt in that car walked away unarmed. Now, before a Chief fan loses Hall of Famer, Patrick, not my homes.
When we were kids, we didn't need no seatbelts.
Just a lap belt. Yeah.
Freaking pussies.
Chiefs fans will be happy to know that not Mahomes will not be playing pickup hoops anymore. There was some social media stuff that showed him. He dropped into a Lifetime or something like that.
Yeah.
He was playing basketball, spin moves, finger rolls and whatnot. The Chiefs general manager said, hey, don't do that anymore, man. You can't be out there playing pickup games.
You can't do that. Can't
you
ski,
are a Hall
sure.
of Famer.
Can't ski. You know what happens then?
They probably also want him to keep off of motorcycles at 100 miles an hour.
Yep. Yeah,
I think a lot of guys have that in their contract.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I remember speaking to another one of those ambush situations, Petey. We got a hold of Carl Malone.
Oh,
Carl Malone actually,
the mailman.
Yeah, and because he played for the Utah Jazz, there was a clause in his contract: no skiing. But he wasn't much of a skier anyway.
Yeah.
There was not a no fishing clause though, because Carl Malone liked his fishing.
And fishing and trucking.
Fishing ain't dangerous either.
Dangerously boring.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's dangerously boring, right?
You could die of boredom.
Yeah. You would die of boredom, right?
But luckily for him, you can't blow your ACL out due to boredom.
You could fall out of the boat, I guess.
You could.
You could kill yourself. You're so bored.
There's lots of dangers of fishing.
My ACL bored.
Bored.
ACL got bored, just pulled.
Let's get out of here. Snap. Yeah. Take me to the hospital.
Are you kidding me? This is what this is doing here.
Crab fishing. Now, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're not working on a boat in Alaska in the off season. That'd be kind of stupid.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
Regular crappie fishing. You get
Yeah, it's real dangerous.
Like a hook in your finger?
Ooh. Well, or your eye. You know, you get a treble hook in the eye. That can't feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you got a hook in the finger of your shooting hand, that'd affect you.
I think you're more likely to die of boredom.
Yeah,
fishing.
Clearly.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Because what they say, I think Anthony Davis was sitting down because he had a finger injury.
Yeah. I don't think maybe it wasn't from fishing.
Maybe from trimming his unibrow.
Yeah.
wasn't from that either.
No, he didn't trim
the brow. We will never know. This day in 1945, more NFL history. This is the guy that is the Cleveland Browns franchise namesake. This is where it came from. Paul Brown agreed to coach the new American football expansion team in Cleveland, which would later name their team after him.
Yeah, and then
so
he
if you ever wonder why they were the Browns,
Then he went on to start the Bengals.
He started
the Bengals.
Founder of the Bengals franchise.
I never got why they use the same color. Kind of the same color.
The same color
orange
combo.
And black said orange and brown, whatever. Yeah.
And then this day in 1996, Art Modell moved the Browns out of Cleveland. Moved the Cleveland
team
out of 86
Cleveland. 86 or 96?
96,
sorry. Yeah, 96.
Moved the team to Baltimore, but they had to leave the Brown name in Cleveland.
Right.
And then I saw the story a little while ago, but it is like one of those, the Browns. New Orleans Saints defensive end Cam Jordan was doing the tour around the Super Bowl and whatnot, and he was talking about his draft day. Now, he was drafted on the first round. He was drafted in the first round of the 2011 draft.
Right.
Now, the next day was the second round, and he got a call from the Browns. These are his words.
Right.
I heard this story.
They're like,
hey, we're about to take you. And he's like, I mean, I'm good. Actually, I think I already got took yesterday or whatever. But
different dude.
Yeah.
Same name, different dude, right?
Yeah, so Cameron Jordan is the Saints player who was drafted in the first round. Right. And then there's a tight end that was with the Dolphins and had some pretty good draft stock for a while, Jordan Cameron.
Right.
So the Browns called the wrong dude, man. And then they didn't even take the Jordan Cameron.
Yeah, that's funny. Brown, no, I'm good, man.
Yeah, no, I dreamed
they called me yesterday.
Saints took me, actually.
I heard he actually interviewed with that guy, and he said he'd take – he's, I'll take both checks.
I'm fine
with that.
Sign me up.
I'm going to play with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm not going to Cleveland. No. So this year's NFL draft is at the end of April. It's in Nashville. Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma quarterback, has said he is going to go to the Combine.
Yeah.
I still say this is a marketing deal.
I read he wants to improve his football stock by saying he's football all the way now.
Right.
He wants to be drafted higher in football.
Right.
He wants to guarantee his most money.
I don't blame him. He is positioning himself quite well.
I don't blame him at all, man.
Yep.
Take the money.
Yeah. Yep. Use your leverage.
That's
both
right.
sides, man. Yep.
You won't have it for long. Now, the combine will be going on here at the end of the month, and there's a reason. Alabama and Clemson are great every year. Last year, Alabama had 14 players at the combine. This year, Alabama has 11 players at the combine.
Jeez.
Clemson has 11 players. Ohio State has 10 players. Georgia has 9 players.
How many in total do they invite? There's only like a couple hundred, isn't it?
338 this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's some snubs.
So basically 10% have come from Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama.
Three schools, right. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. In XFL is not playing until next year, but Bob Stoops is going Barry Switzer,
a
retired Oklahoma coach, is going to coach a Dallas professional team.
Why not, man? Because you go back into pro ball and a smaller amount of games, and you're not recruiting.
Right.
Take the money.
Yeah. Just go live in Dallas for a while, right. Golf,
did
nice
places. What kind of bank they're throwing at him?
Don't know that.
Get a name like that in the XFL, I'm sure it's a bank.
It must be pretty good.
Yeah.
And then if you're wondering what football to watch this weekend, there is football on Saturday and Sunday. I can make no promise of what it will actually look like on television.
Is it the AFL?
It is. The
what
Alliance of American Football. Now, Saturday, there's
AAF.
Two games.
AAF.
Okay.
The Alliance of American Football.
Saturday, there's two games. And as they move out of this first week, they'll be in the afternoon and evening. Now, this first week, though, they're putting two games on at 8 Eastern on CBS.
8 evening.
8 o'clock in the evening, Saturday, on CBS.
The network.
Now, that's the only one. What are we seeing here?
It sounds like if they're both at 8 o'clock, it's a regional thing,
right? I don't know if they're going to flip-flop between both of them.
I forgot my favorite team.
I did not look at
like
that.
The Phoenix Hotshots. I like that name.
What we'll be seeing here
The Fleet. San Diego Fleet, right?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, okay, man. Good work. You've been studying up.
Oh, they were my two favorite teams.
What we'll be watching here is Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, not at 8 Eastern, maybe.
Not that early.
Now, and then Sunday, they're at 4 and 8 Eastern, and they'll be on CBS Sports Network. Once they get through this first week, and there's a 10-week season, there'll just be one game on per weekend. It'll be on CBS Sports Network. No kickoffs, no extra points. just two-point conversion attempts after touchdowns.
Where's the ball start off? At the 20-yard line?
Start at the 25, I think.
What are they afraid of? No kickoffs. Even the NFL hasn't gotten rid of kickoffs.
Well, the kickoff is, yeah, the kickoff is where the most the catastrophic collisions happen.
Might get tackled.
So it's the alliance of pussies, is what they call it.
Yeah, kind of. Trent Richardson and Denard Robinson, you might remember. Those are the two biggest names I can find. I want to tell this Michael Vick story real quick. He was supposed to be a part of the Atlanta Legends franchise. He was going to be the offensive coordinator. This was announced last year. Well, since then, the Legends, Atlanta Legends head coach has said Vic's instead going to be in an advisory role. And here's the quote, because if you remember the rap on Michael Vick when he was a player is he didn't want to do the work. Though electric athlete, he didn't want to do the work.
And coaching's a lot of work.
Yeah, and so here's what the coach of the Atlanta organization said. We're excited to have Michael as a part of our organization, part of our staff. He's had a number of commitments that he's been fulfilling, Fox and the broadcasting end of things, so he hasn't been able to be with us full-time as we would have liked him to be. So he just did what he always does, didn't do the work, and then, call me if you need me to consult somebody.
Unfortunately, Tammy Piscatelli was drafted by the Browns years ago,
and she's
still bummed about that. She's still a fan. She's coming in next.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.